Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Del, for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5.
Del, turn up John's sound. I can't hear John. This is too low. It's too low.
See,
yesterday when I did this, there's not these same problems. Turn John up. There's a slider on the right, and it says, and it's his. And turn it like closer to like a little above zero.
Yeah.
I gotta fix this.
Del, take some advice from a seasoned producer.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I did this, the sounds were good. When it was on, the sounds were good.
Right. How is it now, Lance?
It's better. Yeah, that's better. Thanks,
it's better now?
Yeah, that's better. I got it fixed.
Yeah. All right. Tell any other advice that you need to give Del before we move on?
Well, have sound ready.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see how it goes.
Phones. Make sure that the phones are working properly.
Push the button. Push it on the right, not the left, because on the right it'll bring it to the air. But make sure the button's pushed on so you can hear. You know what's going on.
Right. For those of you who missed it yesterday, Tell, I don't know what he was doing. He was fooling around. Probably slept in and missed the first hour and a half of the show.
You know how terrifying it was, John, to get this phone call from Dell? Hey, where are you? I said, I'm headed up there. He says, okay, I got to get you on. I'm not going to be able to make it in. I got car troubles. Oh, he didn't even say car troubles. He just said, I won't be there for like the first hour of the show. Like, segment?
And he showed up with his own car. So I think this might have been a granny thing.
Yeah.
Like, we're sleeping in. Maybe we're going to have some scones this morning, a spot of tea or something. And he decided you know what? F that. I'm not going in early.
Was he with Dame Judi Dench last night?
Well,
who was he with? Tea and
I don't
scones?
Know. Granny's. That's scones and a spot of tea. You don't know.
He got in at 8:24, so I was holding it down. Yeah. 10 toes, as they say.
Yeah.
Standing on business as a producer and a host, putting together high-quality content. And so,
for those of you that missed it, it might have been. It's you need to go back and listen to that.
Some say the best.
Morning.
Some say the worst.
Some say. No, a lot of say the worst. Yeah,
many say. The best. It shows that Dell's not
highly rated.
Others say this gives Dell tremendous leverage in any contract negotiations moving forward.
Contract?
Yeah. I know. They don't know how it works.
Contract?
Yeah,
they don't know how. They think it's a CBA over here. With
what did I sign?
That the producers all have a union.
The only thing I signed was we can use your image and likeness for anything. You can't do anything about it.
What'd you get for your NIL?
Nothing. It's just when you come back. Oh, it was new. It wasn't. I didn't have
what
to do.
What image and likeness are they using?
Like you can't,
of you?
Like your like video. Anything
like
you wanna,
Sam can come and torment
anything
them.
Anything you
want to
use,
no.
You
well,
we
I
can
asked
use
Sam.
It.
I don't know if you saw. I asked Sam yesterday. I said, "Hey Sam, you know when you put those videos? Do you notice? I mean, I'm doing it right now on Twitch. Sam always puts you like you're looking up your nose hair. I'm like Sam, but can you back that up just a little bit? Because
well, she can't do that. That's not her
face.
Twitch thing. That's the way Dell has the camera. Wait, you have the camera, actually.
No. This is regular, and she, like, super zooms it in. I'm like,
oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's not really... There's nothing you can do about that when you do Instagram, when you put that stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to zoom it in that hard.
Well, she doesn't zoom it in. It just... Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's when you do Instagram stories, when you try to pull the video directly, it's not ideal.
Well, she
it
laughed
is super
and said, yes,
close-ups.
She can stop doing that. So apparently you can stop doing that. So we'll see. But if you guys, I mean, maybe other people have some advice for Dell this morning, you're more than welcome to get in with that. You can tweet us or you can there's always some suggestions for you on Twitter and Twitch, Dell. So that is always the case. So this morning is we can help Dell produce the show.
See, right? I've got haters on Twitch, and Dell has a lot of haters on Twitch. You don't have as many haters on Twitch.
No, people love me. That's why, 'cause I'm a man of the people. This morning we got a busy morning. We got Josh Pate is Wednesdays, right? Yeah.
Yep.
He's going to be here at 9 o'clock. But we've got Buzz Williams going to be joining us at 8:30. We have got, as a matter of fact, let's give away, because we only gave away because of Dell, and he's sleeping in with Granny yesterday. So we only gave away
Wait,
two tickets.
You can't give away two pairs of tickets in an hour and a half? Well, you're blaming me for that?
We had a lot going on yesterday.
I'm talking about from 8:30 to 10.
Yeah, we were. I mean, it was swamped.
Yeah,
it was
a busy day.
Because of all the commercials we had to backlog.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, because you, I mean, for some reason.
Somehow I was able to get here at 8:20, and I was able to give away against the Utes tickets.
I gave away two tickets, and you know what? We couldn't get the other two.
Yeah, you couldn't get to them. I don't know how.
Busy.
Very busy.
Yeah, we had News of the Weird. It was packed. It was swamped yesterday. So we got two. Let's give away two right now, as a matter of fact. And not right now, but at 7:10, you call in 713-780-3776, and the fifth caller is going to be able to go to that game. It is Sunday at 4 o'clock. It's at the Fertitta Center, and it is it's going to partially benefit part of the proceeds are going to benefit the Barrel Relief Fund because we had a lot of people who were affected by Barrel here. So we got there's like $6 million in that fund, and we're going to add to it. So get on in, and we've got tickets available. AnyTix.com if you want to go to the game on Sunday, exhibition game between the Cougs and the Aggies at Fertitta Center, which is I think our best place to watch a game. But also, we will have Kelvin Williams on tomorrow with us right here on
Kelvin
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's that?
You said Kelvin Williams.
Did I say Kelvin? I meant that. Yeah. And Kelvin Sampson. Both of them are going to be joining us tomorrow. Kelvin Sampson and Buzz Williams. I did a little combination there.
I know. You're saving time, being efficient.
A little combo there for us.
While we were gone, I just want to throw this in there because we probably won't make it any other time. Did you see Jake Myers is one of the finalists for a gold glove?
Oh, really?
The Rawlings gold glove? Yeah, it was him. It's him, Dubon, and trying to remember the third player. We have three players who are finalists for gold gloves. But it was,
can't be Pena. Is it Bregman?
It's not Pena.
It's not Bregman?
It's not Whitcomb. I think it is Bregman.
It's not Whitcomb? Okay.
It's not Singleton.
With his four errors in one game?
It's not Singleton. Yeah, I think it's – I'll check and see who the third is. But I was a little surprised to see Jake Myers. Like, huh. But his fielding percentage is really high. His outs over.
He gets the balls that a lot of guys don't get to.
Well, and his outs over, his outs over expected or whatever. Yeah. All the metrics really back Jake Myers up. Our boy Jake may, he's not going to win a gold glove. But a finalist, that's pretty cool. Chaz isn't a finalist, so Chaz is never
going to
Bregman
had a pretty good year with the glove. He made some errors, but he had a pretty good
year. It was probably Bregman.
I think if he doesn't come back, that's what we're going to miss a lot, is his glove at
sure.
third base.
For sure.
Yeah, his glove at third base is fantastic. Where were you guys for the heartwarming moment of Bronny and LeBron?
I was at Nancy's Hustle.
I was in bed, I think.
I was in my car.
I didn't watch a second.
Don't worry, my son Mason, while I was having food and drinks with friends, he was texting me and said, this is one of the greatest moments in sports history. It took a picture of the TV he was watching.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I didn't miss it. So on a serious note, I think it's really cool that LeBron clearly loves his kids. LeBron, I think, is a good dad. I think that LeBron has a great relationship, like doesn't care what people – he's not trying to be too cool for school. He's been at all their events. He is – you see him all the time, especially with Bronny, who's his firstborn. And I think – he, you know, his son means a lot to him, and I think his children do, and I think that's really cool. Do we get tired of it? Yeah, we get tired of seeing it. But this is clearly, like, this has been building towards this moment for 2 years now. Now that it happened, can we, and ESPN's doing a bunch of features, now that it happened where they played on the court together at the same time, is it like, can it be over now? I just said all the good stuff that I think that's very, very positive. But now that it's happened, can we not, do we have to keep doing, we can do a lot of LeBron. He's one of the greatest players to ever play. Do we have to keep doing Bronny stuff too?
No.
Because if we do, then I'd like for Cam Whitmore to start getting multiple features. I like for Landale to start getting multiple features. I want one of our backups to start getting multiple features on the.
Well, we still, you know, he did. So, did you see all the under overs for him? Everything was a half. Will he get a rebound? Will he get an assist? Will he get points? His points were a half. His rebounds were a half. He hit the over on the rebound, and it's the only thing he hit the over on. So he got 3 minutes. He was 0-for-2, and he had one rebound.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to get it until he actually scores a point in the NBA,
which
might be his only point. And he here's Bronny's first ever assist. Here's Bronny.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, his first ever. So we're not I don't know if he'll ever get a steal. I mean, there was I was listening to the Lakers station before. Oh my God, this one guy. Bronny's going to be the rookie of the year. He scored 17 points in a preseason game. Did you know that? Did you know he scored 17?
You know how they lost SEC guy called into Oregon when he was there and he said, I'm here on business. Why don't you become a sports talk caller there and be anti-Lakers and anti-L.A. and be the Texas guy who's anti-L.A.?
It's not a bad
It's not a bad angle to be, hey, this is Houston, Johnny, and this Bronny stuff, you guys are so stupid. And do your thing the way – just be John. Then call in and just see.
Well, I can tell you, last night I played poker with Oral Hershiser, and – I did say, hey, I'm from Houston.
Wait. Who was – you said the Bulldog. I thought that was just some poker guy.
No.
Which one was Earl Hershiser?
He's the Bulldog. I don't know if you heard.
He ain't heard. I heard.
Where was he in the picture?
He was standing up.
Oh, but I was looking at the guy sitting down with you. I'm like, these guys aren't Earl Hershiser.
Yeah.
I thought the Bulldog was some, like, poker guy. I thought he was a British guy. The guy on the left, the chunky one. I thought, that must be the guy that's always talking trash to people at the table.
No. Anyway, I got a picture of him. Anyway, asked him, I said, hey, you wish you were playing the Astros? And he just went, no. He said, the Yankees are a much bigger team. I said, yeah, but it would have been nice. You know, you guys maybe get some revenge. He goes, we got it stolen from us. And I was like, oh, you puss. I mean,
he was being serious too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was just disgusting.
They really think, like, they think.
I don't know if you heard Oral. The Astros won two games in L.A. I'm not sure if you know that.
They lose two games in L.A. They think it's limited.
You think it's limited to Oral Hershiser? Brian Cashman was on yesterday and still hasn't let it go.
Who was?
Cashman.
Do we have audio on
that? Well, we can play it when we come back. Brian Cashman talked about their drought of 15 years between World Series appearances, and he made a reference to an organization stealing it from him.
Dude, what?
Oh, my God.
A general manager is saying this?
Yeah, we'll have it when we come back.
All right, when we
come back, we got to hear that. I mean, what a bunch of wusses. I mean, stop already. Oh, they stole it from
you. I got to stop letting this bother me.
You scored. How many runs did they score? Two runs in three games when they were here?
The Astros, come on.
They kicked their ass. How in the world did the Yankees get it stolen from them, Brian Cashman?
You know what? I don't think he's limiting it to 2017.
I'm not even going to do this anymore.
I wouldn't be surprised if he thinks.
Oh, no. He probably is a buzzer guy. Like, I'm done with all these idiots.
I'm so sick of them.
Let's just go move on to the Rockets. Or, you know what? Let's talk Bronny when we come back.
When we come back, don't you go anywhere. But first, a little quick assist.
Quick assist is So Quick Assist is doing bang up business, and the reason's simple. People understand. Look, when it comes time to sell your tickets, we all know we're always looking for a place to buy tickets and buy it with the lowest prices. You can't find it at the lowest prices, right? You keep thinking you're going to get some kind of unbelievable hookup, but it doesn't happen. Well, it doesn't happen because the markets are aggressive with their pricing, and they understand how to price. Well, what Quick Assist does is they take your tickets that you want to sell, and it can be NBA, NFL, Major League, hockey. It can be college football, college basketball. If you have tickets to sell, especially if you're a season ticket holder, what you do is you go to Quick Assist, Quick A-S-Y-S-T. You can go find it on your app store. Download the app, and you sign up, list your tickets. It takes about 3 minutes to do that. And then what they're doing is they're listing you. You have two tickets to LSU A&M game this weekend. You take it, you give it to them. What they will do is list it on 15 different ticket sites for you. Their program will list it on 15 different ticket sites. It will be priced for you at the best pricing possible, the one that's going to make the most sense for you to make your money. And with Quick Assist, they do the heavy lifting. You don't have to be a ticketing expert to get great return from your unused tickets. They will sell them. They get the most eyes taking a look at them, and they have dynamic pricing to move it up and down. Quick Assist has a 100% success record when it comes to getting your tickets sold. Do not go anywhere else. They're quick. They're effective, and they make it so easy and hassle-free for you to get the most money for your tickets and sell them with the highest success rate. It's Quick Assist. Download the app, Quick A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you. No, this show is not chasing. The show is not, let's get back. Okay, stop reminiscing about yesterday, and let's get back to the John, Lance, Julian, along with Dell show. I mean, come on, Jackie. That's so weak. You're so weak. Now, how many times have I told you that Jackie's evil? He's not a good person, that he's an evil villain? I mean, how many times do I have to tell you this? And then he comes out with stuff like that. I mean, it's just evil that's running through his veins right now. He also got on Jameis Winston for his plea. Jameis, I'm with Jackie on this one. Read the room. Deshaun Watson, I know what kind of great person he is, and I would never kick a man when he's down. And this Cleveland Brown fans kicked him when he sucked, and he sucked as a person too, okay? He sucked twice, as a human being and as a football player.
Yeah, and I mean, you get when you're a star player who makes the most money and most is expected and you're not good, you get booed. Like, it's this is nothing new. I know that Browns fans think it's, but this is nothing new.
I think Browns players have never seen this before.
I mean, Browns players, yeah. I know it's nothing. I mean, this is nothing new. Fans pick out the guy that they hate on every team, and then when things go wrong, they boo them, especially when they're really bad. This is
who is that for the Texans right now?
What's that?
Who's that for the Texans?
Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I mean, I was watching a tape yesterday of you know how the offensive line broke down and just sucked on Sunday, and they're like, well, oh, how you're not Sam somebody from the Chronicle was breaking down a lot of the plays, whatever, and how are you not blaming Bobby Slowick on any of this? How about if somebody blocks? How is Bobby's? You want Bobby Slowick to get out there and block?
When you take your narrative, and you regress and you work a regression backwards to find, okay, how can we make this narrative fit these plays? That's a problem. You got a problem. Yeah. You're not doing it right. If you're thinking, and you got to think about this. Think to yourself about this when you hear me say this, whether it's on podcast or whatever. If you work to say, how can I find that this is the quarterback's fault? How can I find that this is Bobby Slowick's fault? How can I find that this is, you know, whatever. If you are working at a final end result narrative and you're trying to jackhammer that into all the plays that you find, then you've got an agenda, and you're not being very open-minded.
No, you're not.
I mean, that's a great example of, well, this is my narrative. How am I going to fit this? You know, let's figure out how we can fit this in.
Well,
that's just not good. They're just not playing. Listen, this team is not one of the top right now. They're not one of the top five teams in the NFL. They're not.
No. I mean, they haven't done anything.
You tell me about their record. Who they
beat?
Who are they?
They played against three really good teams.
Are they the Longhorns?
They beat the Bills.
No, they beat the Bills. Okay,
they beat the Bills. And in fairness, the Bills are a pretty good football team.
They
were going through a rough spot right there, and maybe Josh
concussion.
Had a bit
Josh,
of a, maybe he got dinged.
Brain fogged. Maybe been playing through brain fog.
So maybe that was it. But you're talking about narratives, and we were talking about the narrative of the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Speaking of evil,
here is Brian. I'm looking at Dell sleeping. Here is Brian Cashman.
Just waiting for you to stop yabbering.
Here is Brian Cashman talking about how the Astros stole a World Series from them.
Give me your thoughts here. Finally getting back and winning a pennant after a 15-year. I don't want to say drought. That's not fair. But you understand what I'm saying with the gap. How about winning the pennant? How does that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot. And I hate the 15-year thing because it doesn't. It completely forgets and discounts that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing. So I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects history.
Oh, God, what a puss. I mean, honestly. I mean,
a general manager to do this with a team that was literally were cheating against them, and the Red Sox were busted cheating against each other. Like, how are we doing this as a general manager?
Yeah, and there's another report here about the Dodgers. They had a real time live video right behind their dugout, which was illegal, and they're going back and they're looking and they're picking up signs from pitchers.
Where'd you see that call?
Real time.
Call into the Sports Talk shows there and bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, stop already. I mean, when is the madness going to stop? I'm so tired of these people. I mean, and I'm in the middle of it. It's just so gross. It's so gross. I hate them. I hate both these teams. Hate with a passion. And it's just, I don't know. I'm not, you know what? I'm boycotting this World Series. Not watching it.
Really good news today. The Rockets start their season. I'm going there with Chris Fisher. Chris Fisher invited me to the game from HRP.
Oh, nice.
I remember when Tommy got invited to become a made man, and he was like, cool, I get to be a made man. He was all excited, and then he walked into a room.
And he gets whacked.
And he realized he was going to get whacked. He goes, oh, F. And then he gets whacked right then. So Chris Fisher from HRP invites me, hey, why don't you come to this this Rockets game is going to be beautiful. Go to the club section, get some food and drink. Everything will be beautiful. Everything will be great. Why don't you come out here? And I'm like, Yeah, okay. And I'm thinking, this could be where I get whacked. This could be where they say, listen, some of your recent comments, you made a KY comment yesterday about Dell and the grandma. You have said some really suspect things lately. And I'll say, what about John? And they say he's outside of our jurisdiction. We don't have jurisdiction in California.
I'm a made man.
Yeah, you can't whack a made man.
So, he tried to whack me yesterday.
I mean, you know, he's in California. We don't have extradition laws that bring him back into Texas.
Well,
I mean, you did the same
Texas.
Thing for. This isn't the first time you've run away from a town. You ran away from Chicago, and now you're running away from Houston because of extradition laws. And you just know that they can't touch you when you're there.
It was different there. But anyway, I am going to be back, and if Chris Fisher invites me out to something, then I'll know that, oh, here we go.
Well, I'm going to find out. You'll find out tomorrow if it's the Del and John show or what it is. So I'm excited about seeing our Houston Rockets. This should be a really fun time. I think it's a lot more fun than some of the teams are having. You look at Joel Embiid said, I'm not playing back-to-back games this year. All right, we'll scratch that off. Not starting the season this year. He's too injured to start the season. Paul George, these chronically injured guys are injured again.
Yeah.
You've got a bone on, it looks like a degenerative knee condition with Kawhi Leonard, which may necessitate, well, basically they're going to have to just, he got his contract, he tricked the Clippers, they're going to have to give him a bunch of money to leave is the only, or he'll just come back, pretend he's going to play it, and he won't play it, and we got Kawhi knee information, it looks like he's going to try to come back, he's not sure he's going to come back, and we'll be living through all this. All you need to know is Kawhi's knee is effed, and he's done, and he's just going to collect money for the next 3 years. Or they have to buy him out, give him a chunk of it, and he can retire.
We don't care about him. We don't care about them. We care about our Rockets. Charlotte tonight. What an easy, like a preseason game you get the first game.
Yeah, no, this is great.
That's awesome.
If they don't win this by 20 to 24, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, no, they should
be. I've got high standards.
It should be. Man, the Celtics look good. Holy crap. They hit 29 threes yesterday. They had 17 in the first half.
Yeah, that's a high number.
They are freaking good. That is a good basketball team. And
it's not a good product, though. No one enjoyed. Forget about the fact that they blew out the Knicks, whatever. But the way that they play the game of basketball, they're spamming what they did last year.
You're talking about Celtics?
You never give evil people any validation. The Celtics won their title. Those evil, evil Celtics won their title playing a certain way. And now they have validation to play it. Play that way, where, and it was pointed out by, I think, Roosh on Twitter, the Rockets did the same thing under Mike D'Antoni. Threes and layups, the only thing we're going to do, we're going to spam that, and we're going to play the game of math. It doesn't make the product great just to watch people spam the game to shoot threes.
Interestingly enough, it is Daryl Morey who started all that.
It was pointed out in Boston.
Well, no, he started it in Houston.
Well, he was in Boston before.
Yeah,
that.
But he was like ticket sales stuff, or he was doing. He wasn't really involved with.
I don't think he Daryl, was in ticket sales.
Yeah, Daryl was not involved with front office stuff or any of that stuff when he came to Houston. I don't think it was. He had some kind of other title, but no, he got that cranked up in Houston. He had mathed this out a long time ago. He had figured out the boop 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 boop.
He was the vice president of operations with the responsibility of setting ticket prices and developing analytical methods and technology to enhance basketball decisions related to the draft, trades, free agency, and advanced scouting.
Yeah.
He was in basketball.
He was a ticket guy. He's a glorified ticket guy.
Glorified ticket guy.
I told you.
Boy, you are bitter towards him.
No, I just think he kind of...
Was he at the door taking stubs? Giving you? Oh, my God.
It's right there in his title. Dell just read the title.
It does say
operations.
Tickets.
He also worked with basketball to analytics.
But the first thing mentioned was setting ticket prices.
Yeah.
Okay.
He used analytics to set ticket prices. Guess what?
Dynamic pricing.
Okay. Yeah, no, and then now look what we have, threes and threes.
And he greeted people at the door.
And then,
Walmart greeter.
He said, one day I have a dream that one man will stay out front with a 1-4 set and literally hold the ball for as long as possible, or we'll play fast. We don't have to, we'll get the ball up also. We'll get the ball up and we'll take early shots in transition. I have a dream we take early shots in transition. We will have one man with a beard run everything through him. We will give him all the money he could ever personally dream of and as many contracts as possible, a grand total of five if you're keeping track. Five contracts with one team is a new record. No one's ever hit that number, by the way. And I have a dream that we will bring Corey Brewer back twice, that we'll have him as a Rocket twice despite his inability to shoot. I have a dream Corey Brewer will hit the side of a backboard multiple times from the corner because he's that bad of a shooter. And I have a dream that we get to a place where one basketball player can decide who stays and who goes, almost like it's a, what is it, the new movie? Gladiator. Yeah, Gladiator.
Commodus.
Yeah, where he gets to do, James goes thumbs up or thumbs down on the coach.
Yep.
Daryl.
Man, your bias has just leaked through.
Daryl just made it all happen here.
Yep, he did.
You didn't think we could ever get to that point, John.
Oh, listen. Western Conference Finals. Yeah, you were enjoying Daryl for a while.
Daryl was a great. But the joke is Daryl did
was in
bring
your fantasy league.
No,
you were
I like Daryl. I think Daryl was a really good general manager for the Rockets. But he also brought to the league. Now I think the James stuff got way out of control,
almost to
comic proportions for a guy who's an analytical guy, and he does this with James. That was to me crazy. and I don't.
Well,
like...
we got a team that's much better. I mean, a much better team.
It's a team.
Yes,
yeah,
it's a team. And we will talk about them on the other side. But first, we got to talk a little underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. Man, every single day it seems like something new is coming from Underdog Fantasy. New and better. And I'm like so blown away with what they're offering right now. I'm going to give you an example right now. Now, remember, you got World Series starting on Friday. You've got the NFL, a game jumping off on Thursday. You've got NBA is going today. So you can take a look at your favorite Rockets. You're going to watch Rockets, and you're going to go higher or lower for points, blocks, steals. They've got combinations like points and rebounds, points, rebounds, assists, a half on a block shots, things like that. You go higher or lower. What you have to do is you have to pick if it's going higher or lower. And if you pick them all correctly, or if you just pick most of them correctly, when you have your flex option, you are going to you're going to make money. And you're going to make money. It's real money. It's legal right here in the state of Texas. This is what you have to do. Pick your winners with higher or lower. And if you pick them correctly, you could win up to 1,000 times your original play. That is truly incredible. But the amount of features they have with profit boosters now and your win now button where you can check out of one of your high and low combination picks. You can check out early and take your profit home with you. This is awesome what Underdog's doing. They continue to evolve to make it even more fun to play along with the games that you're watching. If you would like to be involved with Underdog Fantasy, which I highly recommend, simply download the app and use promo code Lance. That's promo code Lance. They are going to give you a chance to deposit right now and get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code Lance. Don't miss out on playing along with your favorite teams, your favorite players, and play to win. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Conservator play. Call 800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
One other note that we haven't gotten to yet. D-Hop traded to the Chiefs. To the Chiefs. For how about how far the dude's fallen? A conditional fifth that can turn into a fourth. He's not, obviously not the same guy, but this just a couple of years ago. It wasn't that long ago that he was...
Well, it was 4 years ago. That's a long time in football play. What, 20? Before the 21 season? It was during the middle of COVID, so... Or was it before the 20 season?
What are you saying? That's the last time he was good?
Well, no, when he was traded... No, he had some time in Arizona, but...
Yeah.
He got a second rounder then. This just goes to show you. He got a second then. Yeah, they had to get a new contract, but we also took on a bad contract with David Johnson. He got a second then, and they got what is going to become a fourth rounder this year, and he's 4 years older, 5 years older. He's clearly slower. Like, I mean, I actually thought they got a decent return for him, honestly, based on what you're typically going to get from a 30-plus wide. How old is D-Hop now, 32? Older than that?
I don't know. I haven't looked up. I'm probably in neighborhood. Hey, he's been around a while now.
Yeah, he's 32. He's 32 years old. I think it's a good acquisition for the Chiefs. I mean, all they keep doing is having guys get beat up. And I mean, he's somebody who Pat Mahomes can throw you open. Pat Mahomes can fit it into windows. You don't have to separate, really. They've got separators. Are you surprised? I can't say I'm super surprised that Xavier Worthy's not a bigger part of the offense. He had that big first game, but remember, one of his touchdowns came on a reverse. Xavier is just, he's got breakaway talent, but he's always going to be feast or famine, I think, where he's got this great speed, but he's not big. He's smallish. He got beat up a little bit the other day in the game because he's so small. I don't know. I think Xavier Worthy is always going to be like a Will Fuller, good complimentary type, you know, hopefully without the injuries. But I don't know if he's ever going to have the impact that people think he is based on his speed. I think Pat Mahomes doesn't just sit back and bomb away. He's the guy who likes to work underneath. So D-Hop, to that point, the reason I make that point is you need somebody, not just Smith-Schuster. You need another guy that you can count on that's bigger and stronger and can win contested catches. And he's been one of the best contested catch guys the NFL has seen over the last probably couple decades. Like, he's really good at it. Even at an older age, he's really good. He just can't get it. Just can't separate anymore.
That's why he's always got contested catches.
Yeah, it's, there's a reason one fits with the other.
Right, right, right. He always got contested catches.
I think it's a good. I think it's a good move. Apparently, the trade deadline in the NFL is going to be. They're expecting it to be active. Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp's out there.
Yep. Cooper Kupp is out there and could get traded now that you have Puka Nacua. That makes sense. Deontay Johnson, who is already becoming a pain in the ass for the Carolina Panthers.
Did you hear what he said after last game?
Yeah. Well, remind me. But, yeah, I saw it.
He said,
I can't play
every position.
Oh, yeah. I can't play all the positions. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, good Lord, man.
Oh, Deontay, shut up. But Deontay also got a big contract, so it's not just – it's not super easy to trade these guys.
Yeah, and he's kind of a pain in the ass, too.
Yeah, he's known as he was a pain in the ass in Pittsburgh. But the contract, because of the contract, it's a two-year, $36.7 million. So I'm trying to see what the cap hit will be if you move him. Oh, you know what? How is he an unrestricted free agent? Does he have an opt-out next year? I don't know. I don't know how he's – well – I don't know. He signed a two-year, $36 million deal. He got $17.5 million signing bonus, which doesn't – that's good to get that highest signing bonus because it doesn't hurt you when you trade him. $27 million guaranteed and an average salary of $18 million. So, yeah, he's – I guess they can move him. They can move him, and I think they may try to move him. So you're going to have – Miles Sanders is another one that could get moved. There's talk about some different teams being sellers here. Some people think the Jets could be sellers. I don't see that. I don't see the Jets being sellers, but the Tennessee Titans sold. Like, I think it'd be, I don't know, John, I'd kind of be happy if the NFL turned into a, you know, we've seen it a little bit more, but if you saw some players moving from team to team, I think it'd make it a little bit more exciting to have the trade deadline mean a little bit more in the NFL.
Yeah. And you still got two more games before we hit the trade deadline. So,
yeah, they backed it up, so it actually helps you now.
There will be. And just so that there's actually something done.
I'd move
Tyreek. So that you actually know where you stand.
Would you move Tyreek Hill, Dell? Knowing that your quarterback's going to come back without the guardian cap. Because he doesn't like the way it looks, he doesn't think it makes his drip look drippy.
Is that why he
decided? I don't know, but why would you not wear something that makes you more safe?
He's
Tua's not going to wear the guardian.
He's not going to wear it.
The guy with multiple concussions.
And apparently, the NFL, while they have said no one who's worn it has had a concussion, there's no evidence right now that says the guardian cap prevents them. It's just what
they
it is.
They don't have enough sample size.
They don't have enough sample size. So that's, I guess, one of the reasons. He said personal preference, so be it. You heard him. He said, I love this game to death, which shook people up a little bit. To answer your question, no, I'm not trading Tyreek Hill.
I'm not saying that to troll you. I think you know that's, you know.
It's been out there.
People
have suggested it happened.
Omar, who's your beat writer?
Is it Kelly?
Omar Kelly. He's made some comments about his lack of maturity. I think the diva thing gets tough to deal with when you're not a good team.
Gave him the money. The time,
you're not a good team.
The time, well, we'll see how he deals with it now that he has a quarterback back. I understand being upset as a wide receiver when Huntley and Boyle and Thompson are throwing you the football. We'll see with his quarterback back. But they gave him the money this offseason. The time to get away from him was before you gave him new money. Now I think they're kind of stuck.
Is it time for the Cowboys to start trading everybody away? Because is it time for them to sell off and just take their last place finish in the division?
Well, is it time for the Jets? And after they just picked up Davante Adams, after Hassan Reddick just came back.
No, I mean, they think they got a shot. Yeah, they think they got a shot.
With
so
two
we'll
wins.
See.
Yeah,
well,
with two
but
wins.
They actually do have a shot. You look at the AFC South. The Colts are – this is a big week for the Colts to try to come in here and beat the Texans. Like, if you're the Texans, you've got to hold it down and win this game. You cannot afford to let this – because if you win this game, this division's probably done. Honestly, I think the division's done. If you take care of this, I think you're going
to
be fine.
What does that have to do with the Jets? I forget.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm saying
the wild card,
the Jets,
for the Colts. They're
in that
position.
The AFC South will really just have one team in it. Then you look at the West, and you've got I guess the Chargers. You don't have the Raiders. Everyone's tricky little, watch out for the Raiders this year. Gardner Minshew might make a real difference. He's not going to make a difference in anything. So it's not the Raiders. The
Who
Chiefs,
did they just
yes.
picked up off the practice squad that's going to be their quarterback?
I don't know. Timmy Chang? I don't even know. Who cares?
Timmy Chang.
The Raiders.
So, so right now, as far as what it might mean to the Jets, the Colts are 4-3. The Broncos are 4-3. So the Jets are 2 games back. So, and the Chargers are 3-3. So a Colts loss drops from the 4-4. So now you're just a game back in the loss column. So as for all the teams who have either struggled early with quarterback issues or just being bad, you would like the Texans to beat the Colts, to drop the Colts back and get them the 4 losses, so you can be clearly in the race.
Listen, the Jets with Sauce Gardner, and I'm not even going to say Aaron Rodgers because I don't think this guy looks the same. But let's just say Sauce Gardner. With Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, think about the star power. Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams. You've got Hassan Reddick now as a pass rusher. You've got Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams, Breece Hall. Like, it's a freaking all-star team of talent. It's unbelievably talented from a team standpoint. So I don't give up. If I'm the Jets, you got to keep pushing forward. And the Texans, we're not talking any Texans now because Texans are not going to be involved in trade deadline, I don't think. Like, I'd love it if somebody wants J.C. Horn. If the Carolina wants to move J.C. Horn, would you consider? I would consider trading for J.C. Horn. Now, you're going to have to pay him. He's coming up on a contract, and he's had some injury issues.
Yeah, how is he physically?
Yeah, and so I'm saying that like as a fan, not really studying and analyzing what it would mean. But I'm just saying off the top of my head, of course, yeah. Oh, you mean I could have J.C. Horn on one side and Stingley on the other? Hell yeah, I'll take a look at that.
And Lassiter in the slot?
Drives Lassiter down to the slot? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Jalen Petrie can take. Of course, Ward just got a contract extension, so that's a problem because Ward's not a deep safety and Jalen Petrie's not a deep safety. Oh, well, who cares? I mean, Bullock has got 3 interceptions this year. Bullock is doing his job. I like the addition of Bullock. That's been a nice addition so far.
And by the way, it was Desmond Ridder who they just signed off the practice squad. It might have been the Chargers practice squad, whatever. And I think he's going to be playing this week for them. So that how tutti frutti is that for Raider fan? It's if the season wasn't bad enough, you got Desmond Ridder now as your quarterback.
To be fair, would you as a Raider fan probably not knowing much about Desmond Ridder? I think I'd just take the chance on him. As opposed to another week of O'Connell or Minshew.
O'Connell, they're both banged up.
Yeah, I would rather have Ridder play because I've seen Minshew and O'Connell here. I don't want to see any of that anymore. Ridder ain't going to be better, but you don't know. The unknown.
Gives him the best chance when he's healthy. Yeah, and it's not good enough. I mean,
I want to keep on losing if I'm them so I can get Quinn Ewers.
I talked to an NFL guy yesterday I hadn't talked to for a while, and he said, boy, this is a terrible year for quarterbacks. We went down all of them. He said, I've got a third-round grade on Carson Wentz. I've got a third-round grade on Quinn
Carson,
Ewers right
who?
Now.
Carson, I mean, Beck.
Carson Beck. I've got a third-round grade on Quinn Ewers. He goes, Jalen Milroe, I got a fourth. He said, Shedeur Sanders, he said, I've got a one, but one with an arrow down because we're not, you know. He said, this team doesn't need quarterbacks, but they still look at all of them and put grades on them. He goes, that's the thing. When you need quarterback, when you don't need quarterback, you can be honest about quarterbacks. The problem is when you need a quarterback, you start like, oh, well, we can push that aside. You don't see as clearly because you become so desperate. Like, I wonder if the Colts with Anthony Richardson, to be honest with you, you look at Richardson and I'm like, man, he sucked again last week. But he hasn't even had 16 games of football. Like, he hasn't even, or 17. He hasn't played a full season yet. So the Colts, he doesn't give them the best chance to win, but you have to play him because he has to get his experience. So you're going to walk in here. Richardson's going to walk into Houston this weekend. And just know this. Well, we've seen him already. He can throw deep. He's not a consistent passer short. You have to make him beat you. You cannot let the running game beat you.
No. You have to keep him in the pocket, too, and which is something that's awfully important this week. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. We got to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. Lance and I were both texting with Billy yesterday. He couldn't have been more pleased. He wants us to try to dash his main competitor, Gary Turds.
Yeah.
He does not feel like we should be mentioning him on his spots.
Yeah.
But Gary Turds is somebody that really has to be stopped in this city. And Billy Brown can do that. Billy Brown can, if you've got stoppage in your toilet, Billy Brown can come and his people will come and they will make sure that that stoppage is cleared up. They did that in my sink. I had a sink,
yep.
Okay? I had a leak. I've had outdoor. I had pipes bust outside because of the weather. I mean, he's come and saved my life, and he'll come and save your life.
Yeah, repiping they can do. They can move gas lines for you. Go to their website, and you can find out all the different services that they offer, because sometimes you won't even think about some of the services. They can find out where there's a leak. But most importantly, they will take care of whatever the issues are, big and small. You know what? Do me a favor. Go to the website, aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Aqueduct Plumbing, where they make the brown go down.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We got a couple of callers that have been waiting. Southwest J is first up. What do you say, Southwest J?
Hey, what's up, guys? Derek, glad to have you back, man. Yesterday wasn't your best moment, Dale, but probably not for why you think, though. With you gone, the show could have went one of two ways, and the betting favorite probably was on a train wreck, but John and Lance showed why they're Hall of Famers. Lance crushed the board.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, awesome echo audio effects. They had a Hatchet Man advertisement. Exclusive D'Amico interviews.
Uh-huh. All true.
It was amazing. And, like, I want you to get your bread there. Like, you deserve your money, man. But honestly, yeah, like, if you wanted to, you could probably just show up for 10 and you'd be good, right?
There it is.
Because these guys, they crushed it.
But let's not.
Can I do that? Can I show up at 10?
Hang up on Jay.
Oh, okay.
It also, everything he said was true except the part about you, about...
Can you replicate the great performance day after day?
Well, I wouldn't have a choice.
Well, yeah. So let's give the people what they want.
Well, the problem is there's some buttons I'm still trying to learn about pushing and how to get computer audio up. I'd have to ask your the guy who's your Aaron Rodgers, Alan. He's your Brett Favre, and he's Alan is on the come up.
Okay.
You are, who else is
Aaron Rodgers is on the come up, is he?
The young Aaron Rodgers.
The young Aaron Rodgers.
Jordan Love, maybe?
Yeah, he's your Jordan Love. Yeah. You're Aaron Rodgers, and he's your Jordan Love. And Alan is just sitting there waiting. He's like, I don't know which buttons to push.
Can't
and everything
somebody...
Jay said was right. It was show was really, truly, I mean, even though the Hall of Fame committee called in to get rid of us yesterday during the middle of the show and mm-hmm. rescind our thing so that we couldn't go to that Chili's, it's too bad. They can't stop it.
No. Shouldn't we get somebody to train you, Lance? It's more competent on the board, like Abigail.
Abigail, yeah. She knows.
Yeah.
She knows. B-Mac somebody knows. George knows.
Somebody who doesn't always go, oh, this won't play. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Computer's broken.
Did your Cashman play?
Yeah.
Did your Cashman audio play?
Yeah.
Did
thank God.
Did any audio play from 7 to 8:20 yesterday?
No, we didn't want. We didn't call.
We didn't
for
really
it.
Want
I think
audio.
Didn't you call for D'Amico and Lance fumbling around for audio?
Yeah, I finally got the D'Amico sound on.
Yeah, but then Lance did a D'Amico.
I did basically. I did what he said. It was a reenactment.
Yeah, right.
There's reenactments just, all the time on TV.
We paraphrased. Del
oh, do you
to
think that's
time.
Really the Menendez brothers killing people on that show?
Well, we know that's a TV show.
I know,
and
but
actors.
they took, right. And what I did was took what D'Amico said, and I did. My own, you know, it's you take artistic license and you, that's what they do. The Menendez, those actors didn't actually kill people. You know that. That's actually a show.
You're explaining right? that to me?
Yeah. And okay. So that wasn't actually, that wasn't D'Amico Ryan's. That was me doing D'Amico, but the same thing as Menendez Brothers.
Is that how we typically do it here? We have reenactments?
No. We're doing a new thing. Paraphrasing.
Yeah, paraphrasing and reenacting. Paraphrasing right. is way better than exact quotes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you did your
long.
Deion Sanders,
that takes
was
way a, too
that was another reenactment?
Yes.
Okay.
Was
yes.
it great? It wasn't a great reenactment, but it was okay.
It was a reenactment. And paraphrasing is so much better because you don't have to get everything right. You can throw some things in there, some artistic license. You can really turn it to an op-ed.
No, that's what we do. Yeah. I'm not sure that people do that. What, you got another caller on the board?
Yeah, we got
Chris is here.
Chris in the Woodlands, yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, Lance, you know, your little visit tomorrow or tonight at the Rockets game, I wouldn't be fearful. First of all, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not going to fire you because you're a Hall of Famer. Secondly, you would just hire John Dastman because your work conditions yesterday, you were put in a lose-lose situation, and you came out on top.
Yeah.
So, I feel like maybe you were set up, and this is a reward tonight to go to this game.
I was set up to fail.
Maybe a punishment. So,
yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, you were, but you came out on top. So, first of all, and I want to follow what Southwest Jay said. He kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but yesterday was a great show. And,
yeah.
And if it just so happens with a car, and because someone doesn't want to buy a car from, you know, Chastain Ford or one of those places, you know, yeah. that, you guys got this.
I tried to get Dell to buy one from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, and he got close, and then he didn't, and now his car's just breaking down. And, and these callers are really good callers today.
You get what you pay for, right?
Yep.
Nice job, Dell.
A battery. Was the battery an issue?
Yeah.
Or was that an issue with the car?
Or is it the starter?
No, it was the
battery. We're going to find out today.
Have I ever had a problem with my battery on my
e-truck?
Ever heard.
No.
No. Well, if I did, it wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, I did. Well, the car's first issue happened 5 years into its tenure, and it was a battery issue, not an actual car issue. I think I'm fine.
Yeah. No.
Twitch, does John
Chris
put his
right
tongue on the battery like with regular D-cells? It's not that kind of battery. Stop.
Okay.
You don't put your tongue on the battery.
Let's break because we are late, and we've got Buzz Williams, bottom of the hour. We've got to be on time at 8:30. So let's catch up here on breaks and talk about Maestro Dobel.
Maestro Dobel is a tequila company that is. I had a cocktail yesterday, and I was at a place, and they didn't. I always check when I'm in restaurants to see if they have Maestro Dobel, because if I'm gonna have a cocktail, I'm gonna get it done with Maestro Dobel. And so they did not have that one. I was a little disappointed. I asked about it, and they said, "Oh yeah, we'll tell the beverage manager." I was like, "Okay, that's fine." I just know that this is our job now to spread the gospel, whether it is at the liquor store where you're pretty much always going to find Maestro Dobel if it's a good liquor store, unless it's Gary's Liquors, and then he's not going to have the same selection. But Maestro Dobel is a high-quality tequila. It is a tequila with the experience of generations who have made the tequila in Tequila, Mexico, with the very best ingredients, best processes, best distilling, so that every single sip you have is smooth. It's never harsh. The impurities are gone. It's a great opportunity to have a top-shelf tequila in your home at a very reasonable price. So I don't care what type of tequila you're looking for, whether it's the blend of three tequilas called the Cristalino, which is Diamante is the name of it, which is one of the most accessible and delicious tequilas, sipping tequilas you're ever going to have. Or if you want something very specific like the Añejo or the Reposado or the Smoked Silver called the Humito, you're going to get a great bottle every single time with my friends over at Maestro Dobel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.